Reading from March 19th, entitled, Never Go Back on Your Commitment. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Let not those who have made pledges to carry on the work of God repent of their vows and withhold that which they have given. Those who have taken upon themselves the responsibility of annulling a pledge that has been made to God are assuming to do that for which they will not care to account in the day of final reckoning. The counsel of men who would at this time advise that means be withheld from the cause of God and invested in other enterprises should be rejected. For the Lord says to you, lay up your treasure in heaven. Invest your means to advance my work, to open new fields, that the light of present truth may shine to all parts of the world. How munificent was the gift that God gave to the human race! He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John chapter 3, verse 16. The Lord Jesus gave his life for the world that man might have a perfect example. Laying off his royal robe and kingly crown, he came to earth as a man. He was tempted in all points as man is tempted, but not once did he fail to follow the path he had chosen. He was kept by the power of God, upheld by the one who will be the helper of all who love him and keep his commandments. Christ lived the simple life of a poor man's son, and thus became acquainted with the childhood life of the poor. And when, during his ministry, children were brought to him that he might bless them, he thought of the mother who gave him birth, and honored the mothers of these children, blessing them and their children also. Christ gave himself to a life of humiliation and poverty, that he might be able from childhood to manhood to leave to all an example of what life should mean to every member of the human family. All who have become children of God are to do all in their power to seek and to save the lost sheep. They are to make use of every possible means to give sinners the word of life and the saving grace of Christ. Believers in the truth are ever to remember the sacrifice that Christ made in order that he might, in taking humanity, be an example to all human beings. Taken from Letter 104, dated March 19, 1907, to those making large gifts to the cause of present truth.